Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. Tom's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, professor of leadership and entrepreneurship at Daniel Webster College, and also a filmmaker. He's got a film that's just about ready to go in the can, if not already, and he's here right now. Tom Anastasi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Where's the film? How's it going?
Film is good. We're done with principal photography. And the next section is, we're in kind of the tedious section where we're finishing up. It's syncing all of the audio files and the video files because you've seen pictures. There's a boom mic, and mm-hmm. that takes the audio, and then you have to sync those two together. And then the next step is going to start, we're going to get a trailer together, we're going to start editing, and then we're going to add music and do color correction. And, we're in really, really good shape right now for it.
So, that's a big project, isn't it?
It is a massive project.
And you're doing it on a shoestring.
We are. So far we've spent about $10,000. Which is nothing for a feature film.
No kidding.
And we're trying to raise $15,000 more.
A film that you would see in, that people would, be a popular film, they spend more than $10,000 on hand towels.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Paper towels.
It's pretty amazing. the thing is, about half of our cost, half of the $10,000, since everybody pretty much was volunteer, Donna and my wife and I decided that what we're going to do is, if we're going to ask people to do 12 to 18 hour days for no money, we fed everybody really well.
Right.
Well, that cost about $4,000 to $5,000.
No kidding.
Made all the difference in the world.
I bet.
You leveraged
that. So small business owners know all about being undercapitalized.
Oh yeah.
As you know, my second. Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And so we know all about that, whether it's a small project, a medium, or a large project, we're always going to not have as much money to fund these things as we need. And you got some ideas on how to pull that off.
Yeah, essentially you've got to do the things that other people, basically have also, they get paid for. So mm-hmm. you've got to do that and know when to pay somebody to do things. But if you can do things on your own, that way you'll have more money. I mean, one of the businesses my wife and I owned was a miniature golf course. And we had events at the golf course all the time that brought, hundreds of people there. Sometimes we would donate the golf course for charity events. But that gets people there. We didn't make any money from that, and we gave to a good cause, which made us feel good. But then what we would see is that people would come back because they said, geez, we never knew that you were around here.
Mm-hmm.
Then the press comes in. We did one for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. We invited press. We invited tons of people. The news cameras were around. But one of the things is that if you're going to have an event like that, the devil is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to sit there and manage everything very, very, very carefully because I know you do a lot of speaking engagements. And the thing is that when you go to an event and it seems like it's flawless mm-hmm. and everything ran, it was easy, that
somebody
spent
was
huge their, amounts of time.
Somebody had their cornflakes together, didn't they?
Yeah.
You're right. I used to do my own program, when I first started my small business many years ago, one of the things I did was sales training.
Yeah.
And I would make it available to the public, and I'd have people, we'd sign a bunch of people up, and they'd come to an event that in a venue that I had rented and was laying out for everybody. And I literally went to every seat myself to make sure that, number one, the seat was not broken, and number two, that they had a good view of my slides.
See, and those are the things that really matter, because those are the type of details.
I wanted them to not have any comments or thoughts about the environment around them. I didn't want them to be too hot or too cold, uncomfortable. Because all those things become mannerisms, don't they? You want to make sure that your customers, that the people who whoever's receiving whatever it is your project is about, you want to make sure that all they do is focus on the content, right?
Exactly, and
the job at hand.
Yeah, and those are the type of details that make all the difference. I mean, a small thing that no one ever thinks about is sound, because, you know, people are willing to put up with a lot of things, but if they can't hear, forget it.
Right.
That's just not going to work. And so, I mean, for instance, for a radio show, you've got very expensive equipment,
right,
and so your sound is always really perfect. Well, one of the things is that people, you know, they just sit there and they don't test it out beforehand, and then it's the day of the event and they realize, oh my gosh, half the people aren't going to be able to hear us. That you've got to work all those things out well beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like sending out constant reminders, because your event is not, there's lots of other things going on in people's lives. So send out lots of things, make sure the directions are good to the place, have a number in case people, you know, have problems. And, you know, one of the things is that, especially with emails, follow up with an email, even a phone call follow up with. Those are the last minute details that turn a so-so event to a spectacular event.
Mm-hmm. And so these are all things that help you leverage whatever resources you have, so that, especially if you've got volunteers, right?
Right. And then, you know, get those volunteers, but just realize is that volunteers, we love volunteers, But you're going to have to, if you need two people, you're going to have to get six or seven, because you're going to have a few drop off or have other things going on in their life. And once you get that wonderful volunteer that's going to help you, just make sure you don't overwork them too much, because, you know, and thank them constantly, of course, things like that.
How many people have been working on your project, your film project?
Oh, we had a core crew of 11. We have core cast members of 27, and about 75 background people are extras.
Right. And these are examples, if you're working with local community projects, chambers of commerce, or something you're trying to do within your company, some things to think about. TomAnastasi.com, that's his website. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.